Well, I've just had the pleasure of, it's been moored in Greenwich for about a week. It's the largest privately owned yacht in the world. It's 640 foot long, and their journey begins at the Antarctic terrain, Chile, South America, Caribbean, New York. It then goes across the Med into Turkey, Africa, then the Seychelles, and then it ends in Cape Town. And then it will start again. It does its little island hopping, and then Australia, New Zealand, the Pacific, Hawaii, Alaska, Northwest Passage, and then back to the Caribbean. So they have a unique enrichment program, diving, wine tasting, world cultures, and they say it's to prepare the passengers for every part of the world that they visit. So they've got a formal dining area, which is only open in the evening, and there's an Eastern restaurant, and they've got a submarine, and they have barley beds under the sky at night. You can sleep there. Apparently they're quite hard to get, though. I think you probably have to be well rich. They have midnight golf, jacuzzi, swimming pool, only regulation-sized tennis court at sea as well. It has a regatta bar, and that is home to the World Yacht Club. You'd have to be absolutely minted to get on that boat, and I know that I wouldn't get on there. So what they do in the next start of their journey, because it is a world cruise, is they're going to go island hopping, and then they'll go to Australia, New Zealand, Pacific, Hawaii, Alaska, the Northwest Passage, and back to the Caribbean. I'm just so jealous. I wish I was on that boat, but it's so privileged to have them coming into Greenwich.
I wish I
had the money, but maybe one day when I meet a nice, rich man, he'll take me. I don't know when that will be, but we'll see. Anyway, Dolores from Greenwich, jealously watching the world sail off to the next part of their trip. Well, actually, I just couldn't resist it. So I cycled up the Thames pathway, and I got up to the Thames Barrier, and there it was, the world. It's just, I know it sounds a bit geeky and that, but I don't care. I like being a geek. But the boat is magnificent. Sorry, the yacht, all 644 foot of it, privately owned yacht, has just stopped off to let their passengers see one of the world's greatest constructions, obviously, because they're on one of the world's best boats. Like I said, I do apologise for this recording because the wind is just terrible right on the river. But I think myself, it's just a great thing to have come along and seen. I wouldn't want to have missed that. People like me, unless I win the lottery, or meet a lovely guy that absolutely adores me, I'm not going on the world. Unless, obviously, I'm a cleaner, but I'm not going to do that. Not that there's anything wrong with cleaners. I've done all that, scrubbing toilets, but I'm not doing it anymore. Lucky them. Lucky me for seeing it as well. And we're really lucky to live in a lovely area like Greenwich, and we see these sort of things, you know. I can't wait till next year, Queen's Jubilee, 1,000 boats, yachts and all the rest of it up the river. I'll be there reporting. Anyway, see ya. Dolores signing off from sunny, lovely, beautiful Greenwich.